Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 24th of July, recording at 9:19 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights on what's quite a dramatic day. The Asian stock markets were mostly firm and some good gains out there, notably Thailand. The European markets, however, were on the downside pretty much all day long and then moved down quite sharply as Wall Street weakened. Now, Wall Street has been roiled, I think, by some disappointing earnings reports and also Bill Gross's comments. But we've seen a very big downward dynamic here on Wall Street. The Dow closed down 226 points, that's 1.62%. The S&P was down over 30, nearly 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 50, that's 1.89%, albeit off highs for the year that were seen by these three indices late last week. Now, that selling pressure spread variously across the markets in the U.S. time zone, with Brazil and Mexico, for instance, down quite sharply, particularly Brazil, which has just had an extraordinary run on the upside recently. Okay, in terms of government bonds, as you'd expect, they've been steady, although the gains are modest rather than dramatic for bond futures here that I can see on the screen. The U.S. dollar is down in here today, but off its lows. For instance, it's currently at 138. The euro is at 138.20 against the dollar. It was up as high as 138.52. The dollar has slipped to 120.32 against the Swiss franc. It was 20 ticks lower at one stage. The Australian dollar was up to 88.63. It's currently 88.15, so it's reversed again to show a small decline. On the day, the dollar is weak against the yen once again, down nearly a yen, and the dollar stayed weak against the Canadian dollar. It's been hit fairly hard there. So soft dollar generally. Now, oil prices weakened in here today. And crude currently is down 148 at 73.41. Precious metals had a very good early moves in the day, but these were reversed. Gold around 1 o'clock British summer time had pushed up to gold bullion, say around 1 o'clock British summer time, it pushed up to 687.40. It's currently after hours 682. That's up 40 cents on the day. So $5, over $5 off the high. And that type of action had occurred generally. Platinum had, this is first month contract platinum had pushed up to 13.47 and 50 cents, but it's currently 13.33 and 60 cents, so down just over $8 on the day. Silver bouncing around but shows a modest gain, having only up a cent and a half, having seen a fairly good gain earlier on. So the Wall Street selling did weigh on the precious metals, although not nearly to the extent that we have seen previously. Soft commodities are mostly higher. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, in terms of certainly of European and US stock markets, this is shaping up as one of the bigger reactions that I have talked about as being an ongoing risk for this year. And there is the possibility, given some of the downward dynamics that we've seen, that this could morph into a correction. Now, we haven't seen a stock market correction since the May-June period of 2006. So I would think that this is, as I say, is at least one of the bigger reactions that we've seen, and maybe somewhat larger than that, turning into a medium-term correction. Now, a very interesting test awaits Asia tomorrow to see how Asia responds. I would expect the Asian markets to be hit initially. That's the Wall Street leash effect. They have shown a quite good ability to uncouple recently, but that hasn't really been tested all that much. So again, Asia has been a tower of strength among generally strong stock markets here recently. And where Asia closes tomorrow, I think will really be quite interesting. If Asia repeats, or let alone exceeds, the sell-offs that we've seen in the U.S. and European markets tomorrow, then let alone what we're seeing in something like Brazil, which is currently down 3.86%, I think it's still trading. If those declines are repeated, let alone exceeded, by what happens in Asia, then the risk of just general correction will have increased. Might it turn into a bear market overall? A lot of people will be wondering. Probably not. I don't think so. I don't think the bonds warrant it. I don't think anything else warrants that type of move. I don't think the valuations warrant such a move. But remember, sentiment is extremely volatile, and I have talked for decades, my whole career, just about, well, not in the earliest years, but certainly the last 3 decades, I've said that sentiment and liquidity are so hugely important. Now, due to the subprime and speculation over contagion of the subprime situation in the U.S., there is a growing concern about the liquidity. But sentiment changes much faster and much more dramatically than liquidity can change. So arguably, or clearly, liquidity conditions have tightened for some of the more marginal borrowers. And that's not surprising. But remember, subprime has been talked about for at least the last year. Sentiment is the real variable here, as I've said before. So perceptions can change overnight from the glass is half full to half empty. And we've certainly seen some of that in here today. So suddenly the market flips from the fear of being left out on a runaway uptrend to the fear of being locked in a possible downdraft. Now, I don't think this is a time to overreact. I will not be adjusting my long-term investment portfolio on the basis of a bigger reaction, which I've been expecting from periodically in here this year, or even a correction. I'm annoyed with myself for having jammed down stops on my DAC shorts to the point where they were triggered by yesterday's rally. Excuse me. As I would have liked to have had that hedge on. But I'm digressing here right now. Volatility is increasing. Little crisis of confidence in here. And to repeat the point, because it is important, I think, yes, this is a bigger, one of those bigger reactions that I've been talking about and warning about all year long. And it could morph into a medium-term correction. I don't think we'll see worse than that. The Western bank shares have been leading on the downside all the way. That's been my biggest concern for quite some time, and they were very weak in here again today. Also, Japan's banks have been quite poor performers, whereas they've been towers of strength in the rest of Asia. That will get a test, as I've already said, tomorrow, certainly on the openings in Asia. As for government bonds, I have mentioned that they're taking their cue from stock markets. So we can expect bond yields to come a little lower while stock markets are under pressure. It's very much a technical rally. It could be a good technical rally, depending on how much people worry about equities. I don't really envisage more than a technical rally. And just going back to the stock markets overall, for just a moment, as that's where all the drama has occurred today. The U.S. economy, I've said for quite some time that sadly the U.S. is high risk. If we get financial problems, if we get a financial crisis, whether it's just a mini crisis or something bigger, and I think this would be one of the smaller crises of confidence involving the subprime, that can obviously impact negatively on stock market sentiment for a while. But is it going to disrupt the global economic expansion? Well, I think not. And we do still have quite a robust global economy overall. Inflationary pressures have been a mild concern recently, but have actually been subsiding somewhat in most most areas recently. So that's not that bad a background. So it would be easy to look at the chart dynamics that we see here today and to overreact. I think, judging from the downward dynamics, that in the short term, investors may well overreact, then the whole thing will be done and dusted fairly quickly, and we'll see stock markets start to perform again. Now, moving on to the currencies, I do see this greenback staying fairly weak. A number of people are clearly short the dollar right now. So and they would be using trailing stops inevitably. So at some point we'll get a short covering rally in the U.S. dollar. It's not impossible that if we do see this selling in stock markets continue, that could help to trigger it. But I don't think it would last for very long, really. And I do think a weaker dollar is one of the factors that is worrying investors, because it is a symptom of the financial problems that we see in the United States. Precious metals. Well, earlier today I had a look at the price of gold against a number of different currencies, and it certainly has steadied where it had been moving lower for several months against a number of them, particularly the strong ones like the commodity producers. Gold had lost downside momentum and steadied up, and it was also not only was it appreciating in dollars, but it was appreciating in euros. It had firmed up definitely against sterling. So my feeling really is that gold is going to be much less susceptible to stock market contagion than we saw, say, 14, 15 months ago. And the technical action on these precious metals has been pretty good recently. I think it would take a pretty widespread flight to cash here to weigh on the precious metals significantly. Soft commodities, I mentioned, were mostly higher in here today, but they have been generally weak recently, particularly corn. That was the one that everybody was telling us was going to soar. The farmers believed that as well, and so they planted much more corn, and the crops seem to be fairly good. The agricultural commodity that's doing best right now is wheat. And I think that's pretty much it now. Don't want this audio to go on interminably. So, dramatic day. If you're in the markets, try and be safe. All the best.